The question was asked, what is a woman's job in this world? So we know that every person is created with certain things they're supposed to accomplish in this world. Men have certain roles, women have certain roles, and every specific man has his role, and every specific woman has their role. Meaning, every man has his 613 mitzvahs he has to accomplish, and every woman has her mitzvahs, however many of those are going to be, that she has to accomplish. So that's her personal obligation. A woman, aside from that, has her role in this world, just like a man has his role in this world. Now, Hashem created women with certain strengths and weaknesses, and men with certain strengths and weaknesses. Although women have inner fortitude that surpasses men's fortitude, women have strengths that men don't have, in their capacity to handle pain, and their capacity to have patience, and their capacity to give warmth and be accepting. Women have all kinds of strengths which support the roles that they're supposed to take on in this world. A woman has a responsibility to be a mother, to be a wife. A woman has many responsibilities in this world, and she was given the tools to accomplish that. Aside from that, every woman has her potential in this world. It might be that her potential is to be Dvorah, the prophetess. Could be her potential is to be Huldah, the prophetess. It could be her potential is to be Esther, the great prophetess and queen and savior of the Jewish people. Or Hannah, or, you know, we have many great women. Miriam, Yocheved, you have many great women in Jewish history. Sarah Imenu, Rivka, Rachel, Leah, great women in our history who accomplished great things. Sarah is the one that ensured the tent remains the way it should be, that Avram gets rid of Yishmael, and that the tent of Israel is the way it should be. We have great women in our history. It's Rachel Imenu, whose prayers are answered when the Jewish people are being exiled. No one else, not the patriarchs, not Moshe, Aaron, Yosef, David, Rachel Imenu. So there are strengths that women have that men do not have. By the same token, there are strengths that men have that women do not have. And Hashem gave us different roles. Now, being that a woman has responsibilities that usually envelop much of her time, her responsibilities as a wife, her responsibilities as a mother, in many circumstances don't leave her that much time. So that's why much of her role is defined around those responsibilities. So a woman has a responsibility to be an ezer kenegdo with regards to her responsibilities to the house and her husband. So she is supposed to be a counter, a contra to her husband. Sometimes she's supportive, and sometimes she says, no, you're making a mistake. I don't agree with that. She has to play both roles. A husband also plays those roles towards his wife. But a wife's job is to play that role towards her husband. A wife very often is going to have to invest much of her time in her children. So she has a job as a mother. A father very often has to be the one who's going out and bringing home the parnasa, supporting the family. So those roles lend themselves to a certain perspective where she has a supportive role. But that's inaccurate. It's a supportive role within that relationship, within that framework. But she also has her individual role as an Eved Hashem. It's her prayers that can breach the heavens. You see, Rachel Imenu. And those strengths are important. And she isn't less important than her husband. You see that Sarah Imenu had a greater relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam than Avraham Avinu. She was on a higher level of prophecy. So she wasn't using the same tools as Avraham to get there, but she, using her tools, got to a higher level. So it's inaccurate to say that a woman was created to be the partner and supporter of her husband. No, a woman has her job in this world. And within that job, when it comes to her relationship with her husband, which really very often is encompassing of much of her time, most of her time, so there are a lot of aspects of that relationship where her job is to play a supportive role. But she is the prime house. She is the house. She is Ikara Bayit. She is the prime player of the house. And if you think about it, you know, we sometimes think, she's taking care of the kids, so I could go out and work. It's the other way around. You're going out and working so she can take care of the kids. The focus is the kids. Your job isn't the focus of your life. Your job is to facilitate the home. So who is the focus of the home? Her and the kids. You're killing yourself so that she could take care of the kids. It's not that she's killing herself with the kids so that you can go outside and work. Yeah? So it's not that she has a minimal role, she has the central role. Our focus in life is her home. So a woman was given that honorable and that all-important role of being responsible for the way the house runs, because that's the focus of human life. So she was given that responsibility. So Sarai Menu did it, and the matriarchs, each one did it, and Yael did it, and the women today also have a responsibility to do it. They're the center of the home. So a woman has many important roles. She has her individual role, and she has her role within the family structure. But they're all important roles. And they're not only important, but they're very, very central. Our role as men is a little bit less important, because we go out there and we get a job and we support. We're supporting her important role inside the house. Yeah?